Everybody, it's Brother Gary here in Sonora, Mexico, with Hands Cross Borders. You ready for your daily devotion? Because here we go, fast and furious. John chapter 10, verse number 27 through 30 says this: My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. And so he is talking about his sheep. And Jesus is talking here, and so it is the Lord, and he is saying, these are the ones that I purchase. These are the ones that belong to me. And so, first of all, what Jesus says about these sheep. First of all, he says this: I know them. He knows every integral part about you and I. He doesn't know about us. He knows us. He knows us better than we know ourselves. And that should bring great peace. Verse 28, not only does he know them, but he gives them something. And what he gives them is eternal life. Now listen, in a troubled world, when things are going astray, man, does that give great joy and peace and a calmness, knowing that he knows what I'm going through, he knows me, and I've got eternal life. I'm in the palm of his hand, he says. I can rest there, right? So what great peace and joy in a world like today that our Savior knows us and he gives us eternal life. Now, how do we know that we're one of his? How do I know that I'm one of his sheep? Well, the first characteristic is this: I hear his voice. Now, listen, in the book of Revelation, in chapter 2 and 3, it talks about the seven churches there. And at the end of each church, it says this: He that hath an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit saith. And so what it is saying is this: you need to really pay attention to what he was teaching there, and you need to understand what he's saying. And what it is, what he says here now, applying that, is my sheep hear my voice, is this. First of all, he's not speaking audibly. He speaks to us today through his word, and we speak to him through prayer. And what he says is this, is the true believer, the ones that he's purchased, the ones that belong to him, begin to understand what he is telling them. You see, with the word of God, the Bible, it is a spiritual book. And so the natural man, the ones that are not saved, the ones that do not belong to the Lord, it's hard for them to understand. And they try to find all kinds of things, and they just can't put it together in their mind, and they're looking for mistakes and all this kind of stuff. And then you have other people, they're trying to dummy it down so people can understand it. You cannot understand this if you're not saved. And the Bible says the Spirit of God helps us to understand it. So quit trying to dummy it down. Just get in there, get the accurate Word of God, and just get in there and study it and let God teach you some things. But we begin to understand some things. That's the first characteristic. And the second one is this: they follow me. So not only do I begin to understand something, but I begin to apply it to my life. You see, you and I should have an attitude, a desire in our heart to learn about the Lord and learn his word and then apply it to our lives. And those two characteristics, I can get it out sooner or later. Those two characteristics show without a shadow of a doubt I belong to him. Do you understand the word of God? I'm not saying all of it all at one time, but you begin to see things and you begin to apply it to you. The things that you understand, are you applying it or are you just kind of don't really care? You may be telling on yourself. See, he knows. The only one you're fooling is yourself. Are you one of his sheep? If you are, you can have great peace in the midst of the storm. May the Lord bless you.